Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. United Way, Perth, Huron. We've got a very special spotlight this week. Joining us on the phone line is Kristen Crane. She's the Director for Social Research and Planning with United Way, Perth, Huron. This is a very special week. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. This is 2022 Living Wage Week throughout Ontario.
Sure is. For the first time ever, the living wage has been calculated all across Ontario, and our rate is for the Perth and Huron area.
Okay, so we've got news this week in terms of the new living wage for Huron Perth.
We sure do. The 2022 rate has increased to $20.70 this year, which is a significant increase from the previous year.
And what were some of the ingredients, if you will, to facilitate this increase? What did your research come up with?
Sure. It is a very in-depth calculation that looks at basically all the costs that a person and a family would have in their day-to-day life. So it includes food, shelter, child care, a modest vacation, transportation, clothing, utilities, you name it, that is included in the calculation.
Okay.
It goes even further than that. It looks at different household types and then does a weighted average. So there is the expenses calculated for a single individual. There is a household of an adult and a school-aged child. And then there's another household of two adults and two children. And they do a weighted average of all three types of households with expenses.
And as we talk about with something like the living wage, these numbers are not just pulled out of the air. These are calculated for Huron Perth. So when you're looking at these numbers, Kristen, when it's now $20.70 up from $17.95, what does that tell you?
It tells us that, well, one, this calculation is very thorough and accurate because it's a true reflection of inflation that we're seeing all across our region, across the country, in fact. So it's a bit of a shock to see how much inflation we're experiencing, but at the same time, it was expected.
Now, employers are listening to this. What do you want them to take away from something like this?
We want to say is you're not in this alone. We know that it's going to be a challenge for employers that are certified to maintain this and those that are looking to become living wage employers. We want to support them through this process as much as we possibly can and know that there's going to be some allowances this year, a little bit longer for employers to implement than what we would traditionally see because of the large increase, but also that this is a reflection of what the person needs to earn in order to cover their basic day-to-day expenses in life.
Yeah, and as we've talked about something like the living wage, this takes all of the guesswork out of it. As we know, in terms of these calculations, the new living wage for Huron Perth is $20.70 an hour. So there you go. And of course, with the United Way Perth Huron campaign, of course, the campaign continues. Workplace campaigns are jumping on board. But of course, workplaces can get more information about the living wage. And I'm sure employers, you know, have lots of questions for something like this.
They sure do. We're happy to answer any of those questions. The Ontario Living Wage Network also can support employers through this. So we're really happy to start these conversations in the community because, as you said, it takes the guesswork out of it. We do know how much it costs to live in Huron and Perth, and we're happy to have those conversations and support people to learn further.
And is it fair to say that this is a fairly conservative number given all the factors and all the calculations for our area?
Well, the way it works is that we work with the data that's collected both nationally and locally. This wage is more of a true representation of what the cost of living was at the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022 because those are the numbers and the stats and the data that we use. So if we were able to obtain the information right this minute, which is the way statistics work, it would in fact be higher. So it is a reflection of, say, perhaps 6 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than to this day. So that's not necessarily conservative, but we do know that inflation continues to rise. So if we could do a picture of today, it would be even higher.
Okay, so there you go. So again, the new living wage for here on Perth, as we've mentioned, is now $20.70 an hour. And Kristen, thanks so much for all your work with the Social Research and Planning Council with United Way Perth Huron. It makes such a difference in our area.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it is really important to have this information that we can collect for our community and share it with everyone who has a stake in our community.
Absolutely. And we should take a quick moment to remind people that the Food Security Survey is still open. Is that right?
It is. It's open until November 30th. We have posters around town. You'll find it on the information online how to fill it out. But also, for individuals who prefer it or it works better, we do have paper copies available at local libraries and Centers for Employment and some other service providers.
And it only takes like 15 minutes to fill out the survey. And the great thing is, like, data and information from this food security survey helps out with Social Research and Planning Council moving forward.
It does. Yeah, our hope is to collect better information to understand how we can really shift the whole system of supporting those who require extra supports, how we can make those modifications to better meet their needs and not just have emergency solutions, how we can actually affect people's overall well-being.
So you can fill out that food security survey now. It is open until the end of the month, and you could win one of 20 $40 grocery gift cards. So there you go. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for all of the details, and of course, the spot where you can get information on the living wage for Huron Perth, and that's the spot where you can make a contribution to the United Way Perth Huron campaign. Kristen Crane, Director for Social Research and Planning with United Way Perth Huron. Kristen, thanks so much for all the details.
Thank you.